Hey, Story Pillar friends. It's me, Meg, grown-ups. If your family loves dogs and is on the lookout for more great storytelling podcasts to curl up and listen to together, check out our pod friend, The Adventures of Power Dog in Dogland. Join Power Dog and his pack as they encounter new creatures, work together to solve problems, and discover powers they didn't even know they had. You can find more information at powerdogadventures.com and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Also, grown-ups, if you and your kids are huge fans of planets, black holes, and all things space-related, definitely check out our pod friend, Reach, a Space Podcast for Kids. Each week, join hosts Brian Holden and Meredith Stepien for a family-friendly exploration of our galaxy and beyond. Guided by listener questions, Reach features interesting facts, fun at-home experiments, and interviews with experts from places like the Adler Planetarium and even NASA. If your family is ready for a fun-filled trip through the stars, you can listen wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, ready for the show? Hey, it's me, Bean. I'm a butterfly that wears a yellow hat. And if you, like, live in the Northern Hemisphere, it's like summer almost. Do you have any plans for the summer? Okay, good luck with the whole ice cream on hot dog plan. When you're done with that, maybe you can help Sneak make his sparky sculptures out of Jell-O. I'm just gonna read this really cool book I just found about a penguin that gets transported to another dimension and rides around in this, like, hot dog spaceship and has to save the galaxy from marshmallow asteroid robot monsters. Anyway, thanks for joining me for this week's Phenometer Check. If you've never been to one before, it's kind of like checking the temperature in the morning, but with feelings. It's really helpful for people like me who, like, don't always know what we're feeling or, like, how to tell other people how we're feeling. But really, Phenometer Checks are for, like, anyone. I mean, if you have a brain and a body, like, you're good to go. Okay, let's get started with our mind and body check. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Okay, if I check in with my mind, so I was kind of trying not to think about it before, but my mind is feeling really, really hot and fiery, like a really big campfire with wood, like, piled up as high as, I don't know, like a horse or something tall. And, like, the whole thing is just, like, glowing, and you can't even get close to it without burning your eyebrows off. And if one log burns down, the whole stack will just fall and sparks will, like, shoot up to the moon or something. If I check in with my body, my stomach kind of feels like it's filled with boiling lava. Like, some of the fire from my mind just kind of leaked down, and it feels like a volcano is about to just explode up my esophagus and, like, blast out of my ears. If I check in with my arms and legs and wings, it kind of feels like someone has those sparklers, like, you set off in the summer, like, little fireworks that are just kind of sizzling and, like, getting ready to just explode, like a shimmering, sparking flash in the sky. And if I check in with my heart, it feels really fast today, and like how a billion years ago when they had those old steam engine trains and you had to shovel coal into the furnace to keep it moving, it kind of feels like someone stuffed a whole dump truck full of coal into my train heart, and it's flying along like one of those crazy fast bullet trains in Japan. So my benometer check reading today, I mean, clearly I'm feeling mad, but it's more than that. It's like white, hot, lava, speeding, bullet train, fireworks everywhere mad. Like, I don't know, furious. I think that's the word I'm looking for. So like Sneak's thing right now, besides making jello sculptures of Sparky, is to also make like a whole bathtub of lemonade. And then run around filling everything with it, like the neighbor's pool and Spike's water dish and our mom's hiking boots. But this morning, he like poured a whole bottle of lemonade into an old shoebox that I was using to keep my new Lego robotic spaceship in. And like now is this disgusting, sticky mess that I will never be able to fix, even though I spent like 10 hours building it. And like he says it was an accident, but who accidentally pours lemonade into a shoebox in the first place? And like now I know why I feel like a volcano bullet train strapped to a bajillion fireworks. Okay, so Meg said this thing a different time when I was feeling pretty furious with Sneak. If you're really mad to the point where you feel like a volcano, just try being the volcano. Which I thought was a weird thing to say, but I kind of think I know what she means. Okay, let's like sit up straight and close our eyes. Deep breath in and out. Okay, now we're going to imagine that we're volcanoes. I'm going to be like a volcanic island sticking out of the Pacific Ocean. So I'll have a tropical rainforest, birds, cool flowers, and I think I'm like shaped like a traffic cone. Oh, and of course I have like a little yellow hat sitting on the top of my volcano. Boop. Okay, so now we're gonna pretend that we are like feeling a low rumble and we can feel the lava starting to boil inside of us. So we're gonna take a really deep breath all the way down to our volcano toes, if volcanoes actually had toes. Okay, really deep breath. And now we're gonna imagine the lava rising up to our knees. And then our volcano bellies and through our volcano wings. And when it gets to my volcano face, I'm gonna blow out my breath and imagine white, hot, furious lava flying out of my volcano and blowing my little yellow hat all the way to the stars. Ready? Bean volcano explosion. Oh, there goes my hat. Oh, come. Gotcha. Okay, so I feel maybe not quite furious anymore. Let's try being a volcano one more time. Ready? I hear the rumble. Rumble, rumble. All right, I hear the lava. Deep breath in all the way to our volcano toes. Okay, it's up to my volcano ankles, my belly button. Okay, get ready. It's up to my volcano teeth. We've got to blow it out. Ready? White, hot, furious lava eruption. Eek, hat. You don't, like, belong on the moon. Come here. All right, let's put you back on my volcano head. Plunk. And let's open our eyes. And we're back in the studio. Even though we're not actually volcanoes, pretending to be a bean-cano, I guess, and blowing my hat into space helped me get my anger out. I don't feel all hot and rumbly anymore. And it was actually kind of fun. Thanks for, like, doing it with me. Okay, that's pretty much it for this week's Benometer Check. If you want to share about this or any other feeling, have your grown-up send us an email at info@storypillar.com. Grown-ups, don't forget to head to our Ko-fi page if you're interested in supporting more great episodes of Story Pillar. Oh, and have one of us sing a ridiculous song to you or someone you love. Oh, and check out storypillarstore.threadless.com for some awesome t-shirts, mugs, bags, and other cool Story Pillar swag. Meg threw the link in our episode notes, along with a link to some really great resources for helping kids cope with anger. Okay, thanks for joining me for this week's Phenometer Check. I definitely don't like feeling like a white-hot fury volcano, so thanks for pretending to be one with me and, like, get our anger out in a safe way. Okay, bye. Come back next week if you want to.
Hey, Story Pillar friends. Grown-ups, if you love the news, or most of it anyway, and want your kids to love the news too, check out Newsy Paloozy, a news podcast for smart kids and curious adults. Here are Leela and her mom, Lindy, with everything you need to know.
Hello, hello, I'm Leela Shivshanka Prickett, and this is my mama.
I'm also called Lindy Prickett.
We produce the only world news podcast for kids, Newsy Paloozy.
Though a lot of adults like it too.
Because we don't just do politics. Nope, there's so much more happening in the world, like art, culture,
and sports news,
and the science.
And by science, we mean up in space, down in the sea, animals roving the earth.
Like the four-legged whale that used to roam Egypt, or the bumblebee who befriended a British girl.
Or the sheep versus lawnmower debate, as well as the latest in tech, from electric vehicles to AI helping art. You name it, we cover it.
It's the coolest pool of news and information.
Come on and take a dip in.
Newsy Paloozy.
Thank you.